Yep. You're listening to Business Podcasting Made Easy, the influencer's formula, where you get a roadmap to instant authority and thought leadership with a podcast that you're proud of on the IBGR radio network. This is episode number 23. And today we're talking about how to sit behind the mic and use your voice effectively. I'm Donna Cundy, co-founder of the IBGR Network, global radio authority and podcast expert, and producer of almost 14,000 podcasts.
And listeners, the title of this episode literally starts with the word and I'm Ben Joya, and I'm a three-time international best-selling author. And my teachings have reached more than 50,000 people worldwide thanks to my book, thanks to leveraging my book. So that is part of your journey, that kind of power, those kind of choices in and around your podcasts. And that's what we're here to help you do, to get it done in the first place, 13 minutes at a time, 13 weeks. We like 13s. So remember, you can easily follow the plan at influencersformula.com. And if you want direct live support from us for your business podcast, then contact us today at ibgr.info. And hey, John Powell, thank you so much for this wonderful quote that reminds us of something very, very important.
Communication works for those who work it. Welcome to the show.
Communication does work for those who work at it. Thank you, John. Thank you, Donna. And what the heck are we talking about today, Donna?
we're talking about how to become someone worth listening to with a podcast worth listening to by giving depth and dimension to what you teach by using your voice right. It's all about the voice in this.
It's all about voice.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we talked a little bit in the last episode about it, just a little bit.
Yeah, it's so funny that this is coming up right now. I mean, I have several new authors right in my program, and I'm a big fan of dictation.
Mm-hmm.
Bring forth the book and dictation, especially to stay connected to one's authentic voice. So that's just something I do in the book world, but it sounds like we're going to do something where you're going to teach us something that's very specific to podcasts and using our voices in podcasts.
Yes, we will do that. And of course, at any time, if you have questions or want more direct support from us, you can really go ahead and contact us at ibgr.info. And be sure to, while you're checking us out, subscribe to the show at influencersformula.com. We're talking about so's, ahs, filler words. I love that you say dictation. Because in dictation, all of those words are going to show up. Did you know that?
Yeah.
And it's so what we want you to know about this first and always are the basics. Know how to use the cough button. That's just kind of like out there in left field, but it is important. If you...
What Donna, what is the cough button for those of us who've never heard
that? Yeah, isn't that great? on your microphone, it's also called a mute button. Mute. There you go. Ben's doing it right now. For those of you that can see in the podcast world, we do got to share these videos. We should really share these videos at some point. But I have a Yeti. I have a blue Yeti. Many podcasters use them. And in the front, you can push a little button and it will mute you while you cough or sneeze or whatever you're doing, clearing your throat. Those kind of things happen because when you get nervous, a lot of times things happen to the throat and it gets really tight and constricted. And so you don't want to cough in somebody's ear, especially after COVID. People just don't like it. Even though you're on a microphone, they just don't like it.
Yeah, it feels icky. And another thing to keep in mind tactically is that if you have several windows opened up on your desktop, including Zoom, and if you lose track of that Zoom window, you can't use the Zoom mute button. So you want to have, you know, right at the top of your awareness, oh, I can just press it on the mic with my hand right here. Like you can literally keep your hand on your mic if you want to and be able to mute.
That's one of the things that I teach our new podcasters at the station, Ben, is to actually practice that. practice muting yourself as if you were going to cough. Practice starting and stopping the recording. This is a little side note, a little off track here, but it is so important when we're talking about being behind the mic and sounding professional. You don't want to be searching. My big thing in Zoom is always trying to find a record button on Zoom. You just want to be very familiar with all of the technical aspects and all of the equipment that you're using. So that's one piece of what we're talking about today, is the technical side of sounding good behind the mic, sitting behind the mic to use your voice effectively. Well, you got to know how to use your equipment first. Then.
Beautifully said. And your voice is the singular most important piece of that equipment.
It really is. It really, and you know, there's people that do exercises. We know, we both have a mutual friend, Monique, that does the voice exercises before getting behind a microphone. You have to warm up the vocal cords. You know, you don't have to, but there are people that take it to that level as well. Always have a cough drop. Always have a cough drop. Always have water. All of those basics of, this is what I love. All of the nuts and bolts of things, all of the facts.
just the facts, man.
Just the facts. But also being aware of those filler words that we use, the ums, the so's, the ahs, the repeated things. I've heard people who start every paragraph with so, and it just gets so repetitive that the person will, listener will start tuning it out. I have to say, hey, you know, this is one for you. And just being aware of it.
Yeah. And Donna, thank you so much for ending it on the word awareness, because that's really such a key part of this. Of course, pay attention. Of course, you know, listen to your podcast or your practice recordings. And Donna, like you said, dictation can be great, right? Because it catches the ums and the ahs right on paper, and you can see what's there. You can practice when you feel the energy, because there's an energy behind there's an energy behind right? You're rushing to say the next thing because there's a little bit of fear that, oh my God, what am I going to say next? And if you just kind of take a breath and smile and relax and breathe, and insert that 12% pause, right? That's one of the ways to up your game. And then trust that you're going to say the next right thing.
Being okay with silence, just a little bit of it. It's okay. That's what those filler words are in there for, because we're humans tend to be, I'm thinking, right? And then, wait a minute, I just did a pause there. And maybe, and the pause is not as long as most people think that it actually is. In addition to that, Ben, there's also pet phrases that people like to say. So now we're going to, and that could be a pet phrase. When you're doing the dictation, then that would be a way to see, what are these phrases that keep showing up? So you can have variety in there, because a lot of time we don't realize it.
Indeed. Yeah. And it's funny how, again, we come to, and I just want to say it for a moment, you know, again, we have the opportunity to connect the dots here, right? For the listener, right? Because there can be repetitive phrases, and some of those kinds of phrases, you know, remember that you still want, like, hey, here's why this is important.
Right.
Right. And that's a phrase that is probably okay to repeat a few times. You know, don't drive it to the ground, but also remember that, you know, that there are a few exceptions to the rule. Just be discerning.
I'm glad you said that, because a lot of times the key phrases show up like, that's so amazing. And this is going to be an amazing one. And, you know, the different, oh, you know, that's another one. You know what I mean? You know.
I'm the age I am, you know.
Yeah. So what do we need to do to implement this episode? Once you are comfortable behind the mic and you find the cough button and you know how to start it and stop it, and you're really good, you got good comfortability with the equipment, and you're starting to get aware of the ums and the so's and the ahs and those key phrases. From there, begin to add variety. add some dimension to your speaking voice and to the experience of the listener. If you listening to Ben and I, sometimes we do a different pace. We're a little faster, we're a little slower. Sometimes the pitch is a little higher, a little lower, the tone of voice, how loud we are.
Donna, can you explain and give an example real quick of tone and pitch?
Tone is, if I'm explaining something with empathetic, I might not put as much resonance into my voice. It might be a little bit softer. It might be a little bit something like that, where pitch is, I'm so excited. This is a higher pitch or a lower pitch because I want you to really listen into what I'm saying.
Okay. So pitch is kind of like the sound, more relates to the sound. And I mean, I know it's all sound, right? But pitch maybe relates more to the sound, and tone relates more to the energy of the sound or the experience. Perhaps. Of the sound.
Yeah. We have about a minute, 2 minutes left here. But as you're telling your story, if you're telling a sad story, are you going to say it in a really loud and boisterous voice? Or are you going to be telling it a little bit more compassionately, a little more empathetic?
Yep. So you're referring to tone now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Some people call it tonality as well.
Okay. Tonality. Great. Thank you.
Yeah. That's how we're going to do it. Pace is how fast or how slow your tone of voice. Like your parents ever say, don't talk to me in that tone of voice.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we're talking about here. Even you're like, what? I'm just a kid. I don't know. Anyway, pitch is high pitch, low pitch. And as we wrap this one up, we want you to take action to our listeners. Schedule 13 minutes to review the show notes from this episode. Then think about how you will use pace, tone, and pitch in your show. Don't forget about the cough button whenever you need it.
Sorry.
Yep, the cough button.
I'm a little slow on the draw.
Make sure to subscribe to the show at influencersformula.com. And if you want support from us for your business podcast, then just contact us today at ibgr.info. That's wrapping up episode number 23, how to sit behind the mic and use your voice effectively. We're broadcasting on the IBGR network. I'm Donna Cundy.
And I'm Ben Gioia. Thank you so much for being here.
We're glad that you're here. We got one more coming. Keep on listening.